But I want us to reflect a little bit again on negative emissions. Negative emissions should not be considered a silver bullet, but they may help us if we continue to stall at cutting down on CO2 pollution worldwide. But that's also why we have to be careful. This approach is so alluring that it can even be risky, as some may cling on to it as some kind of total solution to our climate crisis. It may tempt people to continue to burn fossil fuels 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. I argue that we should not see negative emissions as a replacement for stopping pollution, but rather as an addition to an existing portfolio that includes everything from increased energy efficiency to low energy carbon to improved farming will all collectively get us on a path to net zero emissions one day. A little bit of self-reflection. My husband is an emergency physician, and I find myself amazed by the life-saving work that he and his colleagues do each and every day. Yet when I talk to them about my work on carbon capture, I find that they're equally amazed. And that's because combating climate change by capturing carbon isn't just about saving a polar bear or a glacier, it's about saving human lives. A synthetic forest may not ever be as pretty as a real one, but it could just enable us to preserve not only the Amazon, but all the people that we love and cherish, as well as all of our future generations and modern civilization. Thank you.